It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis. So the local side tournament week began at the high school level on Monday, but all the local tournaments, the Valley Caledonia Boys Tournament, the 12th Annual Boys FCNB Banquet Challenge, and the Rolla Duke Herbert Tournament, as well as the 11th Fountain City Classic on the boys and girls side, and the Fredericktown Shootout, all postponed to today. And with schools canceling, it's not likely that many of those tournaments actually begin today. So we'll see what happens with the brackets, but for now, the updated brackets can be found online at kfmosports.com. Today, the Farmington Invitational was scheduled to begin. We'll keep you posted on if that will go as planned. The boys' basketball shootout at the Black Knight Fieldhouse. We'll keep you posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, at KFMOSportsBB. At our broadcast game from Monday, the Mac Lady Cardinals scheduled to play at Lincoln Trail. I was riding the bus with the team up to that one, and they got to Collinsville, Illinois, before turning around and heading back home. That game postponed. We'll announce that rescheduled date when it is available to KFMO Sports from Mineral Area College. And we'll go ahead and keep it Mac with our Mac Minute. The men's basketball team drops in the national poll. They haven't played since last Saturday, not this past Saturday, the Saturday before that. They fall to number 19 in the nation, dropping one spot from 18. They will play down in Texas in the Howard Classic coming up this weekend. That's a brief Mac Minute. And locally, Fredericktown basketball. Of course, there's new head coaches on both the boys and girls side. On the girls side, it's Jason Starkey. And on the boys side, it's a familiar face. Micah Reitzel shifts over after 4 years coaching the girls to lead the boys program. Well, we met with Jason Starkey in the pregame conversation in the middle of last week during the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving tournament, the girls game. And he had mentioned that Micah Reitzel is doing a heck of a job trying to bring the boys and girls programs together.
I'll give a shout out to Coach Reitzel on this, but we're really working on bringing Fredericktown basketball as a whole, boys and girls, and supporting each other and trying to develop our young players. And, you know, so far it's had a great impact. You know, we've restarted a youth basketball program there in Fredericktown. Coach Reitzel's heading that. They call it the Fraser League, who was a former coach here at Fredericktown and that I played for back years ago. So, you know, the boys and girls working together and being collaborative in that effort, you know, it's been great.
And I asked Micah Reitzel last week as well how important it is to bring those programs together.
It does a whole lot. And, you know, that's kind of what led me to go ahead and get into this line of work. I mean, it goes back, and Coach Starkey's a part of it. There's a line of people that Fredericktown basketball not only is something they've always loved and enjoyed, but it ties their families together. And for me, that's where it all started. Because of Fredericktown basketball, that's how I met my wife, and our kids have been involved in it. So, you know, bringing the programs together and creating that pride, that's my sole mission, you know. Winning is secondary. It's all about that. And, you know, Coach Starkey was the perfect guy to step in and fill my shoes as the girls' coach, because he feels the same way. And the things we've got going on are going to pay off for years and years to come, hopefully. And, you know, if I never get to a Final Four or don't win any district championships, if I can leave saying that we built something with Fredericktown basketball on both sides at last, I'll be a happy man.
Boys basketball coach Micah Reitzel and girls basketball coach Jason Starkey at Fredericktown, bringing the programs together. In HL, the St. Louis Blues were back at Enterprise Center Monday, wrapping up a three-game homestand, and with the weather experienced up north yesterday, there weren't many fans in attendance. Despite that, the game went on as scheduled. Alex Ferrario has the recap.
Last night, the Blues wrapped up a three-game homestand looking for their first three-game win streak of the season. Also looking for a chance to get back to .500 overall on the year. As the goals started early in the first period, Anaheim would score first. Mason McTavish beating Jordan Binnington. 20 seconds later, Jordan Kyrou would even up the score off of an assist with Robert Thomas. But then Anaheim would get one more 3.5 minutes later, and that one would chase Jordan Binnington. Gave up two goals on five shots. Over to Joel Hofer, who stopped all five that he saw the rest of that first first period. Stopped all 10 in the second period. Both sides unable to score despite a couple of power play chances for both teams. But then in the third period, Anaheim would score to make it a two-goal deficit for St. Louis. Leo Carlson's 14th of the year. The Blues would then get two more power plays in the third period, put a total of three shots on goal in those two, unable to get anything past Ville Husso. Chris Kreider got the empty netter, and the Blues fell 4-1. Now 9-11-7 on the year. We'll be back at it on Thursday against the Boston Bruins. Puck drop at 6. Pre-game skate starts at 5:30 on the St. Louis Blues Radio Network.
Alex, thanks. Blues head coach Jim Montgomery on the decision to pull goaltender Jordan Binnington early in the first period after he allowed two goals on five shots.
Just wanted to switch momentum. You know, we had a couple of games earlier in the year where I wish I would have done more, and I didn't want to have any regrets.
On the TV broadcast on FanDuel Sports Midwest, it could be seen that Jordan Binnington was not happy with being pulled from the game, shouting audibly at Jim Montgomery before leaving the bench. Montgomery was asked about the exchanging of words with Binnington after pulling the netminder.
I love Jordan Binnington. He's a competitor. He raises his games in the big moments all the time. I love him. You know, he walked off the ice. He said, I love you. I said, I love you too. And we're both competitors by nature. And at the end of the period, he waited for me. We apologized. We moved on. It's over and done with.
And the Blues power play again was 0-6 in the loss. Here's Jake Neighbors.
Guys are trying to do the right thing. You know, trying to get guys inside and pucks the net. And, you know, I think throughout a season, you're going to have stretches where you're going to struggle to score, and you're going to have stretches where you score a lot. So for us, we just got to keep our noses down and keep working and keep trying to get to that net and create.
The Blues are back in action Thursday, beginning a three-game road trip. They'll be in Boston against the Bruins. Coverage on B104.3 at 5:30. Puck drop on Thursday at 6 o'clock. In other Blues news, it was announced on Monday forward Jimmy Snuggerud will undergo surgery on his left wrist and miss 6 weeks. And forward Alexei Toropchenko is week to week after suffering burns to both legs in a home accident. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs play Sunday night at home against the Houston Texans. Coverage on KFMO at 6, kickoff at 7:20. It almost feels like a must win if the Chiefs look to get back into a playoff position. At NCAA men's basketball, the Missouri Tigers at 8-0 play on the road at 5-3 Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish. Tip off tonight at 8 o'clock. And St. Louis University gets their first real test of the season. The Billikens are 6-1. They will play 7-2 Loyola Marymount tonight at 9 o'clock. Billikens head coach Josh Schertz says it's more difficult to play fast against elite-level defenses.
The better defenses, they're going to force you. You're not going to just come down and get a quick, easy shot. You have to be able to have the poise to probe early, see what's there. If it's not available, then work the defense, break the defense down.
Again, the Billikens and Lions tonight at 9 o'clock. And NCAA football, the Missouri Tigers wrapped up the regular season this past Saturday with a win over Arkansas. Mizzou awaits the announcement of the bowl schedule to see if they will be slotted into a bowl game. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.